This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Companies are already announcing that they're leaving China because they can't do that. They can't compete if they're in China with the tax. So what a lot of companies are going to be doing, quite naturally, is leaving China and going to other countries so they don't have to pay the tariff. That's something that's a problem for China. They don't want to have that. And we don't want to have that necessarily happen to China.
Countries put tariffs on each other's products. And we're putting big tariffs now on Chinese products. We have tariffs on other countries' products. China's putting tariffs on our products. And I hope we don't get momentum which moves us more in that direction, because that's going to cause a recession in America and in other countries as well.
Ton of reaction, obviously, on the tariffs and China. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney broadcasting from Jekyll Island in Georgia. So I got to tell you, when I talk about what's buzzing in your backyard and my backyard, I have a bunch of people mention this to me today as it was happening. And, of course, this has been the conversation all along. As I say, what does it mean to you? What does it mean to the farmers? You heard what the president had to say there about it affecting China and the business would go elsewhere. You heard the former longtime senator from Montana, Max Baucus, and what he had to say about the possibility of recession. Whew, I can't tell you how much I hate the idea of anybody mentioning the R word, but let me give you some particulars on this. And, you know, we've been talking about this, but the U.S. Trade Representative has taken the first steps anyway toward imposing what we would call those import taxes on about $300 billion. And remember, that was the number of Chinese goods. If approved, American consumers, meaning you, me, and your sister in Iowa, are going to see higher prices on products, which would mean things like televisions, cell phones. And I said this before, but it's really true. Walk around your home and look at, and this is just face level, look at what's made in China. And you'll get a real glimpse into what we're talking about. So we knew we were going to feel rather a pinch on this, easy for me to say, and certainly we will see that. So this is, you know, this blow by blow here in Beijing. The Chinese government is announcing plans to impose $60 billion worth of tariffs on American products to retaliate for the tariffs that the president increased on Friday. So you're going to get price hikes when you go shopping at Costco and Home Depot and Walmart and Target and all of those places, because it's going to be passed on to the consumer. It would have to be. Now, what's the next step? There's the possibility of, well, there's not the possibility. The G20 leader summit is going to happen in Japan. That's at the end of June. So Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin is talking about these ongoing, you know, negotiations. And it's, the president said, and you heard him there, I like the position we're in now. Investors obviously don't, because the stock market just totally dumped. Worst one-day performance in months, if you were paying attention, and I was when I was driving, actually, to get to where I'm speaking, and I was listening to some of the analysis, and of course, just at face value, the Dow Jones plummeted. It was down 719 points at its low. At the end of the day, it ended up at 617 points, so it was about a 2.4% loss. You know, that's where it's at. So all 30 Dow stocks lost ground. No question about that. And again, we're in this cycle, ongoing negotiations. Who's going to jump first? Who's going to blink? The president's not going to blink on this. And we've talked to Bob Ney, the former congressman from Ohio, on the show many, many times throughout this whole thing. And he said, you know, at some point you have to draw that line in the sand. So he agrees that even if you feel that pin, if you don't do it, we're going to continue to be in the same position we're always in with the Chinese. So I don't want to see a recession. I know many of you don't, because I can tell by looking at the mailbag, which of course will go to the mailbag, and we've talked about that before. Certainly farmers are concerned, and all the people that are obviously going to be affected by these tariffs, and the Chinese are going to absolutely react to what happens on our side. So for now, not looking good. All right, right at the top of the show, I feel like I need to talk about this too, as we jump from, politically speaking, what will affect us in our everyday lives, depending on how you spend your money, or if you're a farmer, or what your dealings might be, perhaps with Chinese goods. But anyway, two float planes collided in mid-air in Alaska. Sad to hear that. I can't remember when I've heard a story like that. Five people dead, one missing, 10 people injured. Boy, it was gruesome to look at those photos. The pilot on each plane was flying cruise ship passengers on tours. Princess Cruises said, you know, in their statement that all five on this one, you know, on this one float plane died, and in the other plane they had 11 people, so you had people that were getting treatment. They fared much better, although one person is still in critical condition, three are in serious, and six others are in fair condition. It's just, you know, you're just not used to hearing that. In fact, I know people have done the float plane thing and they just gush about it. I mean, it's an accident, obviously, but seeing this happen, right, just boom. People could see it. That both planes involved were frequently flown by Alaska Air Taxi Services. So this is such a very strange thing to happen. Weather conditions, high overcast skies, 9 mile an hour winds or so, and you know, what are they going to do? It's obviously disheartening, it's terrible, and notifying the passengers, etc. But float planes, you know, they have those pontoons mounted on the fuselage so they can land on water. That's what a float plane is, and I know you know that, but just in case. So in the 8 years before the accident, Alaska did have four fatal air tour flight crashes involving cruise ship passengers, and I had no idea. I was just racking my brain trying to think. You know, I've done this show for a while now. We just celebrated a decade, and certainly I was aware of what was happening, and I don't remember hearing a lot of those stories, but this is absolutely a horrific, horrific thing for the people who were on the cruise and their families to have that happen. All right, horrific is probably how Felicity Huffman is feeling. She's the actress who's known for playing a pretty big role, a main role on Desperate Housewives, and she was in a courthouse crying, or pretty tearful anyway, pleading guilty in that college scam that so many of you have been talking about still. And prosecutors are recommending 4 months in prison, but she could get much more than that. I mean, so she pled guilty, and she was not, you know, she's not going the route of a trial. As she admitted to conspiracy to commit mail fraud and honest services mail fraud for paying Rick Singer, who is the mastermind of the national scheme, you know, nationwide scheme anyway, in this case, $15,000 to have someone correct SAT answers for her oldest daughter. So she stood and raised her right hand in the courtroom and said, "Yes, Your Honor," when she was asked by the judge if she understood the terms of her plea deal. The judge accepted the agreement after going over what it could mean, and she got a little emotional because, you know, who knows what, you know, the maximum is 20 years. Who knows what will happen? A sentencing hearing is set for September 13th. So it's one of those wait and see things, and the prosecutors recommended 4 months, and maybe she doesn't get any jail time at all. There's no way to know, but this is the first domino to fall. All right, hang with us. Coming up on the flip side, Doris Day, the legend, gone at the age of 97.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. and they were able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
All right, topping odds and ends. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney broadcasting from Jekyll Island. Doris Day, dead at the age of 97. That is a long life. Doris Day's actual name was Doris. I just learned this. Doris Mary Ann Kappelhoff. She was from Cincinnati, Ohio, and she hit the scene back in her day and was very, very popular, especially in the 60s. She was pretty bankable for that time in those romantic comedies. You think of the Jennifer Anistons, etc. She was that person. She had movies in the early 60s. In fact, I went back to look at some of them because it was before my time, but there was a very funny one called That Touch of Mink in 1962. Then there was one called Send Me No Flowers. I saw that. And she made a ton of those, like I said, romantic comedies, and was very, very popular. And you heard K Sarah Sarah, and you've heard people use that expression even today. Occasionally hear people, older people, say that. And that came out in 1956, and it was one of those breakout kind of hits. It was a hit for her. And then the big movie I think that people talk about is that she was with Rock Hudson in that movie Pillow Talk, and that was in 1959. And then there was a slew of those kinds of movies. So for her day, she certainly was iconic. And she's died at the age of 97. The other thing that she was known for, and why some people who are younger would know her, and that's what I remember her from, is she was always doing things for animal rights. Like, she had a ton of commercials, you know, PSAs, public service announcements about animals, and you would constantly, even in her later years, see her come up, pop up sometimes late night or whenever they played them. But she apparently lived an incredible life. And again, like I mentioned, here she was from Cincinnati, Ohio, struck very, very big in the, especially in the early names, she, early days rather, she became a brand name, much like some of the popular comedic women you see today. I kind, you know, in a way, kind of a hybrid of a Tina Fey and an Amy Poehler, if you know who they are, back from Saturday Night Live days, and of course they've had to hit television shows. Of course you know who they are if you watch any TV. All right, like I said, this is Odds and Ends, and I was stunned when I got an email today from the CDC confirming that there are 800 cases of measles in the U.S. 800 cases. And you know who continues to lead the pack with the most measles? I mean, you're listening to us in Portland, Oregon, and our great affiliate KPAM, and we have people listening in other parts of the country where they've seen a surge in measles. But the most cases of the amount that I just mentioned, New York. So the good news is that no new states reported cases, so the some of the numbers have been unchanged. But what's troubling is that 66 of the 75 new cases, like I mentioned, were in the Big Apple. Well, we're in New York State. That's not good. And most of them close to the Big Apple. You know, this shows you how contagious it is, which is what's so scary. An infected person from New York went to Detroit and unknowingly spread the virus, which then led to an outbreak in Michigan, because it's that volatile. I mean, it spreads that easy. And so this is not a good thing, because measles, depending on the person, can be incredibly deadly in a sense, right? Not in a sense. They can be. It just depends. And I'm thinking of, you know, doses of vaccines and who hasn't gotten vaccinated, you know, etc. And the crazy thing is, the vaccine is 93% effective against measles after one dose. 93%. 97% after two doses. I gotta say, if I was traveling with a baby or living in any area with an outgoing, you know, an ongoing rather outbreak, I would think you would have to have a dose. But it goes to the back and forth over vaccines and some who don't believe in vaccinating, that kind of thing. So, you know, not good news for anybody who comes in contact with someone with the measles. That would scare me to death, knock on wood. You know, I always talk about Tahibo tea and some of the other things I'm doing. I'm pretty healthy, but I feel healthy anyway. But I'll tell you what, I don't know, how would you fare against the measles, especially when you're running around all over the place and, you know, maybe you have low energy or even haven't been vaccinated. Of course, then you're super, super, you know, contagious for that. All right, let's jump around to a couple of other things. Like I said, I call this Odds and Ends because sometimes it's the little tidbits you don't hear. Right? Like, you sort of hear it, but it's not the bigger story. It's not the thing that is being talked about constantly, constantly, all day long. So let's jump to something else. This story was another crazy story that I'm sure if you haven't heard it, you might be stunned to hear this. So you ready for this? How about this pilot that was arrested, and we've got friends, and of course we're on the air in Kentucky. How about this pilot that was arrested at the Kentucky airport, at a Kentucky airport, for allegedly murdering three people? Yeah. So this was an American Airlines pilot, a subsidiary of American Airlines anyway, arrested at the Louisville International Airport. He was indicted in connection with the 2015 deaths of a Kentucky couple and their neighbor. Christian Richard Martin is accused of killing Calvin and Pam Phillips and another person in November of 2015, like I said. Calvin Phillips was found shot to death in his house, and then the bodies of his wife and this other guy were found a few miles away in a cornfield in her burned car. Wow. So, of course, the grand jury indicted him on three counts of murder, one count of arson, one count of attempted arson, two counts of burglary in the first degree, three counts of tampering with physical evidence, you know, that whole kind of thing. And it was just stunning to read the story, I guess. And, you know, suddenly the fact that he was arrested and then indicted, and I think that was obviously stunning to a lot of people. So he was, you know, then the details come out. He was in the military, and he served for a long time in the Army Reserve and the Army National Guard. He was on active duty, and then they have some other information about that. He was found guilty of two counts of mishandling classified info and an assault on a child under the age of 16. And it's like a movie. To me, it seemed like a Lifetime movie. That's exactly what I thought. And he was, you know, a pilot for regional airlines. American said he was a pilot for a regional subsidiary. And they said they're saddened to hear about the allegations. And they were made aware of the indictment and the arrest, obviously, at the Louisville International Airport. And they said because what are you going to say then? They said they have a commitment to the safety and security of customers and team members, and they're going to provide any information they can to this investigation. And of course, what are they going to do? They put him on administrative leave pending the outcome of the investigation and the court proceedings, but it's not looking good for him. So I'm thinking, if I'm an American and this is a subsidiary, I'm not happy about that. Think of the safety of the passengers, and you read the details, some of the gory details on all of this. Now, he hasn't been convicted, but they have, you know, an avalanche of evidence against this guy. How does that happen? I mean, and then you look into other areas of his background and you think, how does he get on that regional airliner? Things are going to fall through the cracks, but like I said, I guarantee that the airlines are not happy about having to double back on that and tell, you know, the public they're committed to safety and et cetera. Because, boy, if I was flying on a plane he was flying on and then that happened, that would kind of freak me, I have to say, a little bit. Would that rattle you? I think so. A lot of people were certainly tweeting about it and talking about it. And again, he was a pilot for a small regional airliner, a subsidiary of American, but still, I think, all in all, pretty darn scary enough. Let's put it that way. All right, stay with us, because coming up, many of you have sent me your thoughts in the mailbag, some of it having to do with the tariffs on China and what does that mean and what are you hearing about a recession. So hang through.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
You USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Well, despite the big announcement, stocks on Wall Street plummet. President Trump says he will meet with the president of China next month in Osaka, Japan. Still, the stock market doesn't like uncertainty, and stocks deep in the red because of the tariffs. The Dow dropping a whopping 617 points to close at 25,324. The Nasdaq down almost 270 points. The S&P 500 shedding 69 points.
We had a deal with China. It was 95% there. And then my representatives, as you know, Secretary Mnuchin and Bob Lighthizer, Ambassador Lighthizer, they went to China and they were told the things that were fully agreed to, we're not going to get anymore. They're going to unagree to them. That's not acceptable. I said, good, that's fine. Put on the tariffs.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
The tradition. The suspense. The race. The Kentucky Derby is the pinnacle of horse racing. Rocket Mortgage is giving away 20 VIP trips to witness the Kentucky Derby in person. And one lucky winner will receive $250,000. Use it to purchase your dream home or pay off your mortgage. Enter today at homestretchsweepstakes.com. The fashion. The mint juleps. The parties. This is your opportunity to experience it all firsthand, thanks to the Rocket Mortgage Home Stretch Sweepstakes. Enter for your chance to win $250,000 and one of 20 VIP trips to the Kentucky Derby. The Rocket Mortgage Home Stretch Sweepstakes. Enter today at homestretchsweepstakes.com.
No purchase necessary. 21 years or older. Ends on April 7, 2019. Homestretchsweepstakes.com. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Welcome to the mailbag, and boy, is it full. This is Kate Delaney broadcasting from Jekyll Island, not too far away from a place I was a few weeks ago, Savannah. Remember my Savannah trip? I talked about all the history there, and there's plenty of history here on Jekyll Island, and I'll talk about that in our upcoming shows. But here in the mailbag, how about this one? This one comes to us from Alex, who says, Felicity Hoffman, being very contrite apparently in the courtroom. I got to give her credit because she could have bailed. She could have tried to come up with some story and instead just decided to plead guilty. And I don't know, Kate, I think it's atrocious what happened. But the $15,000, and then you read deeper into the details of what she was doing to help her daughter with the SATs, and there is no excuse for it. But I would say they should lean a little lighter on her. Let her pay the fine, and that's it. I mean, ridiculous. This Rick Singer, he's ready to throw everybody down the alley while he made all the money. So, you know, I don't know. She pled guilty. She admitted it. That kind of stuff. I'm just kind of thinking, just let her do, you know, time, just let her do some kind of community service for a couple of years, if that's possible, and forget the whole doing time. Yeah, you know what's scary is it's a roll of the dice. Can you imagine worried about that. Like, I don't feel sorry for her because they knew what they did. They broke the law. I mean, they flat out cheated. She just got caught in this web. So if she pays the $20,000 fine, maybe she gets supervised release, you know, what, for however long. She's going to be sentenced on September 13th. And think of Martha Stewart. You know, remember all the jokes about Camp Cupcake? It's not a cupcake to do any kind of time, I can't imagine, regardless. But this is a felony, so I'll be curious to see what the judge does in this case. I mean, the judge said, do you realize what you're doing? You know, you're waiving your rights here, blah, 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 blah. You know what's interesting is her daughter got an SAT score of 1420 out of a possible 1600, about 400 points higher than her preliminary SAT exam a year earlier. So I don't know. It just, she said she was ashamed of the pain she caused and all that sort of stuff. But you have this situation, then you have Lori Singer pleading not guilty, the other actress, and they allegedly paid a boatload of money for their two daughters. So how does this all turn out? You know, you got me. Sentencing wise, it's just the judge. It depends on the judge and how the judge feels as though, hey, it's a felony, and if it was somebody else, would they get jail time or what? You know, I kind of agree with you that just let them do community service and be serious about it and do something else. But in these other prisons, I mean, a couple of years or something, wow, that would be insane if that happened. But I can't read the tea leaves on it. You know, I just don't know. All right, let's move over to another one. This one is from Joseph, who says, Kate, you should be glad that you don't live in the Northeast anymore. Do you know that they're talking about snow, that it might actually really snow, which is crazy in places where we listen to you, in New Hampshire and in Vermont, because they're talking about rain and a mix of snow in some of our higher elevated areas, which affects my family, and there's a possibility that there could be even you know, snowfall in Portland. And you think of Mother's Day that just passed, and we had sleet and snow, and it was nasty in parts of the Northeast. So, you know, it's bound to be some kind of mix of something. It's just crazy what's happening with the weather. Yeah, you know, they're talking about northern Maine, Vermont, New Hampshire, you're right, and then again in the higher elevated areas. And then in the south, in parts of the south, in Mississippi, the governor, Phil Bryant, issued a state of emergency because of the strong storms and flooding that happened last week. Major flooding, tornadoes in a couple of counties. In Texas, in southern Texas especially, smashed by thunderstorm showers over the weekend. It was brutal. And I was out at the AT&T Byron Nelson tournament in the Trinity. It's called the Trinity Grove sort of area in Dallas, and boy was it flowing. I mean, the water was just crazy high. And today the pilot, when I was flying over Texas, mentioned areas that you could look at the plane. You know, look out the plane, you could see where it had risen so high. And no doubt, I mean, just crazy, crazy amounts of rain. So, yeah, pay attention to the weather. It's strange. You never know. Never know. I have this one from Big Bob. Hey, Kate Delaney, I like your cheap movie reviews. They always crack me up, and I always wonder, when are we going to get a good movie? I agree with you. The Endgame, I saw that, the Avengers Endgame. If you were a fan of the Avengers and you saw the rest of the movies, certainly you had to play it out and see the last movie. I actually thought it was pretty good. It was so long, though, wasn't it? It's totally crazy how long that movie was. I'm wondering, what do you stream on Netflix or Amazon or whatever you stream? Are you watching anything on any of those other forms, other platforms? Yeah, you know what? That's kind of a good question. I guess when I do the cheap movie review, I can also throw in, okay, here's some things to watch, and these are pretty interesting. You know, if I have time, I'm not a huge TV head, but it would be a binge. So I don't watch anything, and then I would suddenly, you know, then I'll get hooked on something. And there's a show I like on Amazon, actually. It's called Sneaky Pete. And it's really, really good. And it's about, you know, it's a guy who's a, as he says, a confidence man. In other words, a con man. And it's really clever. I really like it. The Bryan Cranston is the producer of the of that show, and it's, remember him from Breaking Bad? He was the one of the main actors in it. But anyway, I think this show, I don't want to give everything away, but just think of cons and that kind of thing, and he meets someone in prison and takes over his identity because he gets out, and he had listened to all his stories, and it's very clever, and I think some of you would like that if you like those, that kind of, you know, genre, sort of the drama mystery kind of thing, and a little bit comedic, I guess. I'll throw that in, a little bit comedic. All right, so we are in the mailbag. If you just tuned in, this is Kate Delaney, and I am broadcasting from Jekyll Island in Georgia. And I'm going to go to another one of our, couple of you wrote about, actually, what was happening with China. I got this one from Jake, who says, Kate, I'm just not into the whole idea of a recession, and I'm telling you that these tariffs are not good for farmers. They're not good for people who are just middle-class people who are shopping and who are getting slammed, who are going to get slammed if they aren't already slammed by the amount of money that they're going to be charged in retaliation for our tariffs. And there's got to be a better way, or at least a quicker way, to wrap this thing up. I hope that I hope China does something, comes to their senses, whatever, there's a deal cut, because it's disconcerting, to say the least, let's put it that way. And I hope that something happens that changes where we're at. Yeah, hope, you know, hope is not a strategy in this case. I think that the president is saying, look, we can't keep going this way, and China is going to lose business, and businesses are going to leave, and they can dig in, and they can do the tit-for-tat thing, but how long is that going to last? So this is a big trade war. There's no question about it. I mean, the U.S. and China are absolutely trading blows, and this has escalated. So, you know, it's tanked the stock market, and in Beijing, they're imposing new ones, $60 billion worth of tariffs. You know how much stuff, when you think about it, that affects for us? Target, Costco, Home Depot, Walmart. They're going to jack up their prices. So you're a consumer, I'm a consumer, we're going to feel it. You know, it's not just farmers. It's, you think of all kinds of products that are affected by it. Although, you know, one of the things the president did say with the $15 billion, when he's talking about tariff revenue, he's going to use that to bail out farmers who are suffering from lost sales to China. So he's saying in the end, the farmers will actually be pretty happy, and the manufacturers will be happy, and will be happy, because the Treasury Department has collected $39 billion in custom duties over the first 7 months of the current fiscal year. That's about $18 million more than in the previous period a year ago. So we'll see where all that ends up. I mean, you know, I think the Chinese are going to dig their heels in the sand, and of course we are too. But there's some groups of people that are really, really upset about it. You can send me your thoughts on anything to katedelaneyradio.com. Click on contact, and I'll meet you on the flip side in just a minute. But before we get to the flip side, again, I want to remind you, because I've had so many questions about this, where do I go to email you? Where do I go to send you my thoughts? Because I want to be part of the mailbag, and I have something to say about what's happening in my backyard, as you say, as I say anyway. And like I said, go to katedelaneyradio.com, katedelaneyradio.com. Just click on contact, and that's how everybody else is finding me. And I check my email bag almost every single day, except on the weekends, because I'm just stunned by the amount of emails that we receive, and we do appreciate that. So anyway, stay with us. I will, as I said, meet you on the flip side, broadcasting from Jekyll Island.
Hi, this is Paul, otherwise known to the listeners as Mr. Kate Delaney. The missus has come up with an amazing solution to what plagues most of us, that nagging feeling you're meant to do something more. After more than a decade of her best interviews with world-class mentors and her own groundbreaking life experiences, Deal Your Own Destiny is finally here, presented to you by Forbes Books. Reading Kate's book is like sitting down with a trusted friend who has a lifetime of wisdom to share. Some of what you'll discover in this book includes learning how to play to your strengths, finding people who lift you up, and how to make the right moves to become extraordinary. No matter where you are on your journey, this book will give you inspiration and the tools you need to get to where you want to be, whatever that means to you. No one gets to decide the hand they're dealt in life, so become the dealer. Get Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon.com or at booksellers near you.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
He's written a book called Healing and Transformation, Moving from the Ordinary to the Extraordinary. And wait till we dive into this. You are going to love it. So pay attention. Eric, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be with you today.
So the title is great. I mean, it really grabs you. I'm just going to ask the broad question first. How do we truly move from the ordinary to the extraordinary?
It's about relinquishing our egos, not only our psychological ego, but also our spiritual ego. And they come into existence because we all experience emotional wounds and traumas, whether minor or greater. And in the process of doing that, the egos form. Now, the egos do have a useful function. They protect us from doing destructive or stupid things. But on the other hand, they can limit us and keep us from expanding and growing. And life is meant to be joyful. We're meant to walk the path of joy. And in doing that, we have to learn how to relinquish the ego so that we can begin the process of moving forward to creating our lives as masterpieces of joy.
This is powerful stuff. And, you know, walking the path of joy, anyone listening to this, I guarantee, who doesn't want to do that? And it's a tough thing to do, to relinquish the ego. And you said it, you need it for protection in certain ways, but to walk that joy, that path of joy, you have to relinquish it. So give us some tips or some ideas on how we can start to do that.
Well, part of the process is to learning how to be still and go within. We live hectic and busy lives, and our mind likes to fill itself with all kinds of chatter and thoughts. And we find diversions and things like television and the like. And what we have to learn how to do is to just go silently within and begin to contemplate our lives, what's going right, what's going wrong, and how we can change things. And then in certain cases, we have to begin to explore all the healing technology that's available to us, whether it's self-help books, getting into some kind of counseling or therapy, or finding a religious tradition that emphasizes the positive and not is fear-based and negative. And in doing those things, we begin to learn how to let go of the ego and the negative aspects of the ego and begin to walk a path of joy. With our current technology and availability on the internet especially, the thoughts and ideas that were once allowed for a select few are now available to all of us. And if you're guided, you can find things that will help you to move forward. And since there are no coincidences in life, you're able to find the path that you're directed to begin the process of doing this.
And we're speaking with Eric Alsterberg. The book is called Healing and Transformation, Moving from the Ordinary to the Extraordinary. You are, I'm sure, going to rush out and pick this up when you're listening to this and talking about hanging on to it. That's why I said this is such a great topic, subject, et cetera, and it's been your life's work, and you've seen this in dealing with people. If you can just get there, it really is. It really does open up everything to you, right? Because you know how to get through whatever the hurdles are that are thrown your way when you can walk that path of joy, right?
Yes. And the process helps guide you even further to moving forward. So as I go forward in the book, I talk about how to relinquish the ego and truly walk the spiritual path. And the spiritual path is complete forgiveness, and most importantly of yourself, complete non-judgment, and unconditional love. And although those sound very simple, they're actually very hard to do. But it is possible to do it. And in doing that, you really begin to manifest that path of joy that we're talking about.
Yeah, and you talk about non-judgment, and that's one of the harder things, isn't it? Because of the world we live in, because of how we are raised and how we look at things through whatever lens that is. Part of that is, isn't it going back and just relinquishing, like you said, forgiving yourself and just letting go of all of that fear?
It is. And it's amazing in working with my clients, the thing that they find the hardest to do is to forgive themselves. So one of the dangers with our egos is that we continually punish ourselves and feel that we have fallen short. And in fact, if you understand God and unconditional love, he's already forgiven us. So in our ego, we say, well, God's forgiven us, but we can't forgive ourselves. And that's the furthest from the truth.
So somebody starts on this journey, and you said it, you've work with so many people and you've seen this over the years. Is that what drove you to write the book? Because you knew, hey, I've got this key and it's all coming together. To me, it's like you're a great puzzler and you've put the pieces together. Does it feel like that? Is that why you really wanted to share this with everyone?
It is. And part of it was as I increasingly walked the metaphysical path as well as the work I do with clients, I began to put all together the thoughts about this and give people the idea about how they may do it for themselves as well.
What do you think is that, and you talked about it, whether it's self-help books, and of course the stillness is so important, and the various
specific tools in doing this that you talk about in your book. But what do you think is the first thing that someone really has to do as they try to decide, okay, how am I going to tackle this?
Well, the first step is just to be honest with yourself that life isn't always gone as well as we'd like, and that we get trapped in defensive systems and ways of thinking that interfere with our ability to move forward. And so we live lives of quiet misery rather than seeing that there really is the possibility to move forward and create joy in our lives. A great example is when we have that first rejection in our teen years of our first love. And so we make a decision at the ego level that we're never going to trust anybody again and never let anybody get that close to us. And so we stay trapped in that quiet misery rather than seeing that taking a risk and really truly finding and experiencing love, no matter what the outcome may be, is really the way to go. And so as we learn how to do that, to take risks, to take chances, to climb that mountain, we begin to see that we really can have a much better lifestyle for ourselves.
Yeah, and you mentioned this in talking about that with you too. You've really opened up a lot of doors through the metaphysical path. And it's interesting because more people are starting to gravitate toward this. I think a long time ago, decades ago, there was somewhat a hesitancy for some people. But why is that such a great way to go?
Because what you realize is that there's a larger truth and a larger reality than what our five senses say exists and what the collective consciousness, which is now shifting, by the way, says is reality. So as people have learned to experience deja vu experiences, as they've learned to experience seeing somebody in a crowd and feeling like they know them, and that person looks at you like you know them. And when you start to see near-death experiences being recounted, all these things lend themselves to a larger reality that we can begin to tap into. And that's where the relinquishing of the spiritual ego becomes very helpful as well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And the book is called Healing and Transformation, Moving from the Ordinary to the Extraordinary. I'm wondering, because right away I'm thinking about a sequel. Are you planning a sequel?
I am. I've already been formulating some ideas about how we can then further take this relinquishing of our egos into a more spiritual path of life and into different levels of consciousness. We live in a world that believes in a 3D consciousness, and in reality, there's other levels of consciousness, and we can begin to move into those as well and more walk the spiritual path and experience what it is to be truly aligned with our God self, our higher self.
Wow. I can't wait for that, I got to tell you. But this book is phenomenal. What do you hope people take away from this, Eric?
That they really begin to understand and see that there's more to life, that they can really begin to walk a pathway of joy and experience life at higher and higher levels of happiness and joy. What I do in the book is I talk about learning how to create balance in our lives, how to heal ourselves at all levels, physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, that there's really a real masculinity, that it's important for the return of the feminine in our lives, and how to have healthier relationships. And I also have a chapter on the sacred responsibility of parenting, because I think that's the most important job in the world, is being a parent.
Absolutely, I agree. Pick up the book, Healing and Transformation, Moving from the Ordinary to the Extraordinary. Eric Alsterberg, my pleasure to talk to you. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
This is Paul, otherwise known to the listeners as Mr. Kate Delaney. The missus has come up with an amazing solution to what plagues most of us, that nagging feeling you're meant to do something more. After more than a decade of her best interviews with world-class mentors and her own groundbreaking life experiences, Deal Your Own Destiny is finally here, presented to you by Forbes Books. Reading Kate's book is like sitting down with a trusted friend who has a lifetime of wisdom to share. Some of what you'll discover in this book includes learning how to play to your strengths, finding people who lift you up, and how to make the right moves to become extraordinary. No matter where you are on your journey, this book will give you inspiration and the tools you need to get to where you want to be, whatever that means to you. No one gets to decide the hand they're dealt in life, so become the dealer. Get Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon.com or at booksellers near you.